Where you don't have a valid period of stay manifested in your passport because the Immigration Department haven't finalised an application for you to change your sponsorship at the same time as you make an application for your extension, what they do is they allow you to slip into what I've couched as the twilight zone. And that's effectively where you're not an overstayer, but the Immigration Department know all about your circumstances and they allow your immigration status quo to continue until such a time as they finalise your application. So there's no such rule as being allowed 2 weeks or anything like that. Effectively, as long as you have no need to travel out of Hong Kong during the time that you're in the twilight zone, then everything stays as normal. You're still permitted to work, you still continue your life until such a time as the Immigration Department finalise you. If you do have a need to travel in that time, my advice to you would be to try to avoid any need to travel whilst you're in the twilight zone. What you need to do is to contact the immigration officer and advise of your need to travel, adduce evidence of your firm travel plans, and then they will then give you what's known as a departure memo that you can pass to the immigration officer at the airport when you leave, and that will state for the immigration officer what's going on down at Immigration Tower as regards your present immigration status. So the border control officers realise that you are not an overstayer, and then they clear you for departure, and then you come back into Hong Kong subsequently as a visitor. And once your application to change your sponsorship and extend your employment visa at the same time has been completed, they will adjust your status back from the visitor visa that you were granted at the airport through to residence visa one more time. And that, by the way, doesn't break your continuity of residence for the purposes of an eventual right of abode application subsequently. So what you've heard in relation to the two-week rule is rubbish, frankly, so I wouldn't pay much heed to that. Now, insofar as the concern you have as regards your changing industry, well, normally the Immigration Department look quite positively upon applications to change sponsors if you're going from a like-for-like job. Then usually there's no issues. If you're going to switch industries, then the Immigration Department will look very closely at that application to ensure that you're able to pass the approvability test in relation to the job offer that you've got that's different from the work that you're doing with your first employment visa. And they're looking to see if you do indeed possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong, and that the employer is a suitable and credible sponsor, and that all things considered, they are justified in engaging your services as opposed to services of a local person. Being an existing employment visa holder, in this instance, for you to be an English teacher, isn't going to significantly advantage you in any meaningful way in relation to this new this new application that you've got going. Therefore, consider it as though you're applying completely from scratch, and let the Immigration Department get back to you and let you know if indeed they're satisfied that in the context of that new job offer you pass the approvability test. If you do, then your sponsorship application, your new sponsorship application will be approved and you'll get an extension to your current limit of stay. Traditionally, you'll only get a 1 year limit of stay on that extension exercise. But that's how that plays out, and I wish you all the very best with it.